This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in a cool Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio where the heat is on, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet streaming online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, those snowplow and sander drivers out there, because, yep, we got some snow again to talk about in the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling along. Thank you for all that you do. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we also have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, let's go right to the telephone lines, and we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Kyle. Whoop, let's do that again. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All righty. Well, Kyle, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's get going here, and I'll start it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we underline and put exclamation marks around the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to play a short clip here from CNN, who was desperately trying yesterday during the Richmond pro-gun rally, desperately trying to find some sort of thing there to justify the state of emergency of the governor. And here it is. Here this goes. This is a minute of the CNN reporter trying to find something that was really bad going on.
What is happening there this morning? CNN Sarah Seiner, she's standing by. She's been in the mix amongst the demonstrators all morning. Sarah, what have you been seeing and hearing today?
Look, those threats which caused the governor to call for a state of emergency have simply not emerged. The police very clear in saying that they have not had a single arrest during this rally, and we've been standing here all morning since the very beginning. There are thousands, if not tens of thousands of people here. I want to give you a view. We are standing right outside of the area where you go in to the Capitol there, and what you'll see are just throngs of people lining not just this street, but all the streets around the Capitol. There are folks that are there to lobby their legislators, because this is actually lobby day, where they are trying to tell them how upset they are with some of the gun restrictive laws that they are looking to pass. There are several that folks are upset with, and people here want their voices heard, but there are people from all over the country here, not just Virginians, to be sure. We talked, though, to someone who is from Virginia, who is here in Richmond and standing for what he says is his right to bear arms.
Now, I'll tell you what, Kyle, we had some people up there from Florida, I know, because they were reporting to me, and by the way, the Godfather just got back home, made it home safely, thank you very much, but we had people from all around the country, had people drive from Louisiana, people drive from as far away as Texas, and Kyle, Well, they got it wrong. The governor got it wrong, and the press got it wrong. What say you?
Well, I think you're right, Captain. Yes, the press got it wrong. They got it very wrong because they, you know, if you were just to be watching some of these news broadcasts leading up to this, you would think, oh, my goodness, all hell is going to break loose in Virginia, and there's going to be this massive problem. But, of course, Captain, nothing could be further from the truth. You had people there that were simply there to show their support for one of our constitutional rights in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. You know, if they had been there rallying for some of the other amendments to the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, people would be saying these guys are, these people are very patriotic. But because it was about the Second Amendment, they wanted to make us believe that there was going to be some kind of violence.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. In addition, we had at least two county sheriffs that were there that brought some of their deputies with them to take part in the protest because one of the sheriffs was the one that proposed deputizing several thousand people in this county so they could legally carry the firearms that they currently own. And the other sheriff was from a gun sanctuary county in Virginia, and he simply said, we're not going to abide by it. We're a gun sanctuary county. We're not going to arrest our people for having guns. All an AR-15 is a glorified .22 caliber rifle. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. And so I'm not surprised. I mean, we've heard about the sanctuary cities. Well, here you go. That's the sanctuary county for what's already established in our Constitution.
And, folks, you know, the thing about the weapons, the guns, is when they start with that, and this is what started everything when it came to socialism, fascism, Nazism around the country, dictators rose to power, because they took the guns away from the people. And when they take the guns away from law-abiding citizens that use the weapons for law-abiding and legal things like hunting and target shooting, and maybe they're involved in competition shooting, then that's when the rubber meets the road, and it's no longer a legal venture. It's an illegal venture and unconstitutional. Right, Kyle?
Exactly right, Captain.
All right, well, Kyle, hold that thought because here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, more, and we're going to talk about the president's impeachment trial that starts today. Of course, he's overseas in Europe. We'll talk about that, too. But we've also got some other things going on. Joe Biden is getting a little bit worried. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your
mind. I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone right now. By the way, further information from George, the Godfather, he's telling me that as they were walking in the box headed towards the event, he said they saw buses unloading from Montana, Ohio, North and South Carolina. Those are just the buses they saw out on the street unloading people at the event yesterday in Richmond, Virginia. Now, that means we had people coming from literally everywhere. And I knew there were people coming from as far away as Louisiana, Texas, and Florida because I heard the people being interviewed. But this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering with any kind of pain, nagging pain, and I see people all the time, and you do too, that have got neck pain, back pain, ankle pain, walking in pain with a cane, hunched over, this, that, and the other, I try to help them out. And I've gone up to them before and said, hey, what's your problem? And they'll tell me. Or for the people that know that I'm a spokesman for Relief Factor, they'll come up to me and say, does that stuff really work? And I'll say, sure. And I've usually got one or two sample packets with me or something like that, and I'll hand them over to them. I'll say, here, give this a try and see what happens. Well, you never know what's going to happen next. And I've had people say, you know, we tried it, it worked, now we bought it, we're on it, and we're out of pain. And that's the whole deal, okay? I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months. 3 years and 10 months. And it's worked for me ever since I started it. And I know that this is a good product, or you wouldn't be hearing me talk about it. So here's what I want you to do. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start by going over to relieffactor.com/captain. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Check it out. There's a little 2-minute tutorial there, a little video. Check the video out. And then after you do that, just order it right there, right off the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you will get
in about 2 or 3 days, the Relief Factor shipped to you. Take it the way it says to take it, and you'll find out it'll work for you, too. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Well, before we go to Kyle Warren, again, George has just chimed in again and said, I was so proud to see everyone there. Brought tears to my eyes when I saw the Patriots that were there from all over the country. Boy, you bet you, George. All right, well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, any further words about the Richmond thing?
Well, you know, Captain, I think it's important to point out that, you know, as George was saying, you've got people coming from all over the place. And basically, you know, this was a rally not about, that wasn't at all something that was ever going to turn bad. You have a lot of law-abiding people who understand what it means to be an American and what it means to have the rights that we have. America truly is unique. And one of the unique things about our country, the founding fathers gave the rights in the, or enumerated the rights, rather, in the Constitution, that we have the right to defend ourselves. They well understood, Captain, that the final redress of a tyrannical government is the people itself. And you were exactly right when you mentioned the idea that people, certain people would like to disarm the public. And that's very important to remember.
Now, I got to say hello to some people because they're chiming in, and I was mentioning early that it's rather cool down here in Florida, a paltry 45 degrees right now where I'm at here at the Tampa airport, and it's going to drop down a little bit cooler than that, in the upper 30s or maybe around 40 by daylight. But Trucker Eric is up in Indianapolis where he put it to bed a little while ago. He said, 19 degrees and I'm going to bed. All right, fine. Then, not to be outdone, we had somebody from Fargo, North Dakota chime in. He says, it's 4 below zero up here, and that doesn't count the wind that's blowing. And with the wind blowing, it was like 34 below zero with the wind. Holy smokes. And it's definitely a cool around in some of the places. So just bundle up, stay warm, and hello to Deborah in Jasper. Hello to Emily in Cleveland. And hello to Cindy. Cindy, I believe, is up there in the East Coast. I'm not sure, Cindy, but I think you told me you're somewhere up there close to AOC, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, back to Kyle Warren. And Kyle, we want to talk about this impeachment thing that's going on today. Now, we know that we've got 8 GOP congressmen that have joined the House presidential team.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, this is going to be, I think, one of the real defining moments in this whole process. Up until now, of course, a lot of people have heard about this. They've been following the news and so forth. But because the president was not afforded any due process in the House sort of sham trial, kangaroo court, I think a lot of people are going to find it very interesting to hear the president's defense. And by the way, I think there was a senator recently, or as I recall, someone on the Democrat in the Democrat Party saying the president can try to prove his innocence. That's a very scary thing for somebody to say in our system of government. We don't prove our innocence. Somebody has to prove the case, and we defend ourselves. That's the important difference.
Now, the members of this defense team from the Congress and the House of Representatives include Doug Collins from Georgia, House Judiciary Committee ranking member, House Judiciary Committee member and Republican Studies Committee chairman, Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana. Then you've got the House Oversight Committee ranking member, Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, House Judiciary Committee member, Debbie Lesko from Arizona, House Oversight Committee member, Mark Meadows from North Carolina, House Intelligence Committee and Judiciary Committee member John Ratliff from Texas, House Intelligence Committee member Elise Stefanik, and House Financial Services member Lee Zeldin. Those are the 8 that were tapped by the president to be part of the defense team, and they're all good ones.
That's exactly right, Captain. And again, I think that, well, also they have very good material to work with. You know, we've heard so much about the phone call and the whistleblower and all these things. And we've also been able to see the transcripts, and it's quite obvious that the phone call, how it's being described by the Democrats in the House to try to pin this sort of impeachment plot thing on the president, that just doesn't square up with what we know to be the case on the phone call. So, number one, they have really good material. Number two, I think that, you know, they have the truth on their side.
All right, and Al is chiming in Nebraska saying it's 4 degrees above zero where he's at. Well, above you, Al, it's 4 below. So that's North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, not counting the wind. It's just miserable in some places tonight. And, of course, the other thing that we want to mention to everybody is that this is going to go on, I believe, for, isn't it 48 hours? You're going to go back and forth on the rules?
Right, yeah, I think each, they've got, 24 hours, to make their presentation. It'll take basically 4 days, I think, for both sides to make their presentations, I believe.
And I think the rules, the way that they've done it, to begin with, is they've set this up so this is going to take about 2 weeks, at the most, I think, is the way they've done it. And then, they'll get right to things. But by the way, there's going to be an opportunity once they get done presenting the rules to vote on just, dropping the whole thing. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, that's right, Captain. One of the things that the Republican defense can do at the, I believe at the beginning of this trial is basically what the, do the equivalent of make a motion to dismiss. And that is try to dismiss this on just the fact that it's frivolous, it has no real merit, it doesn't rise to the level of impeachable offense, that kind of thing. But throughout the process, I think they'll have different opportunities, to do that. And the deeper we get into this process, I think the American people, and you know the Democrat elite are going to be watching the polls, I think they're going to be very, very vexed, as it were, when they start seeing how the American people are reacting, to how the Republicans can defend the president here.
Okay, and now we're hearing from Mel up in Saratoga Springs. He's telling me that he just got out of Facebook jail.
And so I think that in the end, they're going...
Oops, are you still there, Kyle? You still there, Kyle? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, I'm still here, yes.
Okay, well, I'm hearing right now from our friend Mel up in Saratoga Springs, and he's telling me he just got out of Facebook jail, and it's 3 degrees up there in Saratoga Springs right now. He's saluting all the veterans out there and saying, God bless America. So the same right back to him, right, Kyle?
Absolutely. God bless America. Yeah.
And, of course, the one nice thing about this, and by the way, when we come back, folks, because we're getting ready to take a break here, when we come back, we're going to talk about the amazing thing called nepotism and graft and corruption that is what makes these politicians all kinds of money in the form of Joe Biden's brother, Frank, and how much money he bagged in taxpayer loans for his projects from the Obama administration and building homes. 100 homes in Iraq. Huh. Imagine that. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the impeachment trial gets underway Tuesday in the Senate, President Trump will be working in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with leaders at the World Economic Forum. His A-list team of attorneys will be putting on his defense in D.C. It remains unclear if witnesses will be called or if there will be a vote and the matter dismissed. The latest on where the Democrats who want to be president stand, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
According to a Focus on Rural America poll released on Monday morning, Joe Biden garnered 24% support in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren next with 18%, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's coming in at 16% in the poll, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered 14%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can always go to their website, geico.com. Now, Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They've been saving people money for more than 75 years and insure over 21 million drivers right now, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I really enjoyed the fact that Geico not only carries my car insurance, but also my homeowner's insurance. And as a result, I get a discount on the car insurance because I get a bundle package. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about anything you own too. The car or the truck that you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, the Ski-Doo, the Sea-Doo, and they can help you with your homeowner's and renter's insurance too. All you have to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, type in your zip code, okay, type in your zip code, and then they will tell you, number one, where the closest agent is to you, or you can get any information that you want done right there at that website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, he's been helping the family out to the tune of I don't know how many billions of dollars. You got any idea?
Joe Biden, his brother Frank seemed to benefit a lot from a lot of millions of dollars of loans, basically, from taxpayers to Caribbean nations.
Well, yeah, he made $54 million. And this is one of the two brothers. The other one got a $1.5 billion contract to build homes over in Iraq. And I think he also had some sort of project in Afghanistan. But this brother here we're talking about, Frank, that we didn't even know about until yesterday when he came out in Breitbart, got $54 million in taxpayer loans for projects given to him, no bid contracts, I might add, from the Obama administration, despite the fact he had absolutely no experience in doing what it was he got the contracts for. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, well, and where have we heard this before? Now, I understand Frank Biden was a lawyer, but didn't have any real any kind of experience in international development, this kind of thing. And all this took place when President Obama came into office and wanted to mend fences, essentially, with Costa Rica, but over the drug trade issues and so forth from the previous Bush administration. And this is just another example of somebody who doesn't have a lot of experience suddenly get a windfall. I mean, how do you get in line for that, Captain?
It's called nepotism. It's called favoritism. But I want you to listen to Joe Biden, where he talks about the competition, if you will, talking about Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, and what will happen to the Democratic Party if they become the nominee and not him. Listen to this. This is how ridiculous this whole thing has become.
The top of the ticket matters, as you all know, in South Carolina. I'm just asked a rhetorical question. Bernie's the top of the ticket in South Carolina, or Warren's the top of the ticket. How many Democrats down the line you think are going to win? It's just practical. And so the question is, who is best equipped to help Democrats win in North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and several other states. And if you look at the data in those states, I win in those states. Or I'm competitive in those states. I'm not saying it will hold, but they had me beating Trump in Texas. They had me beating Trump in Florida by a wide margin, et cetera. So I think the candidate has to be someone who is going to help the ticket down the line. They're going to be able to run with and not run away from. And that's why I respectfully suggest so many frontline candidates are endorsing me. That is, the candidates who I don't know that well, I campaigned for a lot of them, but who are in districts that where they beat a Republican. 41 Democrats beat a Republican to take back the Senate.
Joe Biden is not going to win in Florida. Is not going to win in Florida. And Kyle, all this other stuff that he's talking about, these are internal Democratic polls, because the real numbers out there don't show him doing all that hot. How about you?
Well, no, because number one, I don't think that Joe Biden is any kind of phenomenon. Certainly President Trump, then candidate Trump, he was a phenomenon. Barack Obama met that definition of being a phenomenon. I mean, we see these different candidates come up from time to time, and they just have what it takes to go all the way in the election. But in Joe Biden's case, I mean, he's like trying to talk everybody into wanting to go vote for him when he realizes that he's not a phenomenon. But here's the thing. The Joe Biden, one of the tactics that they're using is that he can try to go get quote-unquote Trump voters who don't like Trump or the fact that Trump tweets, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what I say to people when they tell me, oh, well, I might want to vote for Joe Biden because he's not Donald Trump and he'll be more moderate and all this other kind of stuff. Well, just take one aspect. I'll say this real quickly, Captain. One aspect. What kind of Supreme Court justices do you think that Joe Biden is going to appoint? And there will be appointments coming up over these next few years, more than likely. And, of course, we know who President Trump is going to appoint because he's already given out a list. And if you want to talk about legacy and impact of what your vote means, that issue alone should steer you away from Joe Biden.
And by the way, we know that Joe Biden is talking about appointing Barack Obama as a Supreme Court justice. That's already been said. We already know that one. Now, one of the other things that's going on here is when it comes to the avenues that are out there. Rudy Giuliani, you know, makes the best claim, I think. We heard from Huey Hewitt the other day talking about Rudy Giuliani, and here's just a little short version of what he had to say about Giuliani, because of the Republicans think that there isn't any impeachable offense, so they're not mad at Giuliani for what they're hearing about this other guy that's coming out here out of Ukraine. But here we go.
Hugh, why isn't there more anger at Rudy? I'm surprised there isn't, because do you think we'd be here without Rudy Giuliani?
No, but I also believe there's no much anger at Rudy, because not anyone on my side of the aisle believed an impeachable offense occurred. And I can't stress this enough, and you're onto it with your question about Article 2. This is about future presidents, not just President Trump. Not only do I think he did not commit an impeachable offense or any offense, I'm also concerned that this rushed job, especially in Article 2, is a horrible precedent for future presidents. And when the issue of witnesses comes before the Senate this week or next, I think a lot of Democrats may be tempted to vote on behalf of future presidents.
Now, that's a rather interesting comment, but it holds some validity, don't you think, Kyle?
Oh, very much so, yes.
Now, the other thing is, and this will probably be the last thing that we talk about again, the radical left in Washington, D.C., is definitely out to change the country. It's not just fundamentally anymore. They're out there to re-educate. That's the word that came out over the weekend. They're out there to re-educate the American citizens. Listen to this.
And we are also proudly promoting American ethanol. Chuck Grassley calls me. Joni Ernst calls me. Deb Fisher calls me. They all call. Everybody. Pat calls me. Ethanol. They love ethanol. And I recently approved E15 to be used all year round instead of 8 months.
Well, that's a big thing when it comes to the farmers and corn, Kyle.
Well, it certainly is, Captain. And again, it also demonstrates that President Trump is willing to make changes and do things that actually help people. He doesn't need to go out and re-educate anybody, as you were just mentioning. And of course, that is really the bread and butter of the far left liberal base and the far left liberal elite in this country. They believe that they know better than you know. They know how to teach your kids. They know how to teach you. Then they know that somehow you just haven't benefited from all of their amazing wisdom yet. And if you don't want to go along with it, they'll find some way to literally force you to. That's what this whole issue is about as well.
All right, Kyle, tell us all how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Now, folks, I also want to give a shout-out to Cindy, because Cindy just chimed back in here, and she's listening to us right now. She's saying she's in Virginia Beach, where the shooting took place, and it's where the gun grab is all. It's what the gun grab is all about in Virginia. She said our city council just voted last week to make us a gun sanctuary city. All right, way to go, Cindy. Way to go. And thanks for chiming in, and thanks for being a listener. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, as we're going to take a look at the highways and byways out there. Yeah, we got some snow again. Another storm has come across up into the northwest, and some snow down there in the Four Corners. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right deep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Little Rooster Cruisin' there by Ray Carlisle from many moons ago, still popular out there with the truckers, and they like to hear that, so that's why I just played that, because I got a request for it. So there you go. Actually, I've got several requests for it. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. By the way, you pulled in there during the Third Watch, tell me Captain said you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, there is some really interesting weather out there tonight, because a cold front moving across the Pacific Northwest today is going to bring low elevation rain and heavy mountain snow all over again. Washington State, Oregon, California, out on the West Coast, but also down below in the Four Corners, down near the eastern part of Arizona, and around New Mexico, Albuquerque, north and west and southwest, snow developing there, as well as in Colorado, snow developing there, throughout the rest of the week, and plenty of unsettled weather to go along with it. Now, an upper-level disturbance is contributing to the development of a storm with rain and snow over the Four Corners, which is where I just talked about. East of the storm, ice is possible for Allen, Nebraska, all the way to Wisconsin. So life could be very interesting here over the next few days. Now, that doesn't take into account what's going on in the Deep South right now. We have got a hard freeze going on right now from, anywhere south of I-40 down into the Deep South, east of the Mississippi River. We've got a hard freeze warning tonight for most of southern Mississippi along the Gulf, over into Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, of the I-75 corridor from about Ocala north all the way up past all the way up past Valdosta, Georgia, and up over into Brunswick, Georgia, over to the coast. And then down below that to just north of Tampa here, one county north of us, Pinellas County, up north of Pinellas, Pasco County, you've got a frost advisory for temperatures at or around the 32-degree mark tonight. And then above there, from about Ocala north all the way up, that's where you're going to have temperatures in the low 30s and or in the upper 20s tonight. So everybody that's up there, if you haven't already covered up your plants, well, maybe it's a little bit too late. And I've been watching the temperature here in the Tampa Bay area. It's down now to it's 46 over in St. Pete, 45 here at the airport. These are unofficial temperatures because it's not what the weather service is reporting, but it's what we got right outside the door here. Checking out my temperature gauges that I got right here. My vehicle is one of them that I'm looking at because I can draw the temperature up here inside. So that's what it's at. That's where it's at right now. Now, we do have some rain in the Chicago area, northeastern corner of Illinois, some light rain showers. We do have some gale winds up along Lake Michigan and Lake Huron tonight. We've got some windy conditions in West Virginia and the southeastern corner of Ohio tonight. We've also got some wind along the ocean side of Wilmington, North Carolina, on down to about Savannah, Georgia tonight, all along the coastline. And we do have a winter storm warning up for the northernmost mountains of California, west of Nevada, over towards Redding, California, in that area, going up to Oregon. And then we've got a winter storm warning for the very northern part of Washington State, north to Seattle, up almost to Vancouver, British Columbia, up in British Columbia. General snow in the mountains there, coming down to the middle of Washington State. Rain over by the coast in Washington tonight. And then a general snow in the mountains of Oregon tonight, coming on down towards Medford, where over the mountains east of Medford, you've got some snow there. And that's what the weather's looking like tonight. But this is all subject to change, because we could see something totally different here in another hour or two. And we'll keep our eyes on it, as we normally do during the course of the evening. Now, not to be outdone, we have certainly the Congress today, starting out with the impeachment trial, and they're going to go over the rules. And, of course, the Democrats are already complaining about the rules, even though they're set up the same way that they were for the Clinton trial. And all the people that were involved years ago in the Clinton trial that were complaining about whatever it was them, predominantly the Republicans, they're happy with the way things are right now. The Democrats, who were happy with the way things were then, they're not happy now. So we've got a strange situation. By the way, I need to tell everybody that tonight I'll be down in Palmetto at the Manatee County Fair. We're having the annual Veterans Tribute Evening with the Veterans Parade. It'll start at 6 o'clock over at the Palmetto High School parking lot, and veterans will assemble and march across the street over to the Veterans Hall, which will be nice for everybody to see that's going to be there. By the way, admission is free. It's a free admission night. So come on out to the Palmetto Build Family Night. We'll be inside the Veterans Hall, so you can come on inside and stay warm out of the elements, if you will. And we're going to have Daryl Worley there, who was the recording artist that sang the song Have You Forgotten. I know everybody knows that song. And he'll be there. We'll also have Jessica Lynch there, former POW. You might remember she was captured when her convoy in Iraq made the wrong turn and the Iraqis got a hold of her, and she was roughed up pretty good, and she's received a Purple Heart for what she did, also a Bronze Star for her bravery as they tried to, I don't know what they tried to do, but they certainly beat her up. And she wrote a book called I Am a Soldier Too. And now she's a person that goes around and talks about PTSD and tries to help our troops out. And then I'll be there, too. I'll be up on stage. I'll have a few words of wisdom to say to everybody that's there in my own infinite way, if you will. But come on out. Bring the families. Blue Stars families, Gold Star families, you all get in for free. Active duty military. All the veterans. And everybody else gets in for free tonight, too. It's free admission night. So come on out, come on over to the Veterans Hall. Parade starts at 6. The event starts about 6:30, and it'll go about an hour and a half or thereabouts. And we'll have some fun. We'll have a good time. So come on out and say howdy, howdy, and thank you to all the veterans that'll be participating in that. All righty, I'm coming back with more after the top of the hour news here, hour number 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch. We will be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.